This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating.
Okay. Okay.
In every family, there's that one uncle, cousin, or aunt that just ain't right. But for whatever reason, you love them anyway. It's the family.
A son does not want to hear his mother say, skeet, skeet.
It's the family. Family. The Family Radio Podcast.
Yeah, don't have your kids cussing on the internet, but do have your kids dancing on the internet. Ooh, kill them. kill them.
The Family Radio Podcast with T-Boogie and Chill Will.
It's the family.
Hey, it's T-Boogie.
Chill Will. And intern C is coming along. She's a little bit late, but it's cool.
Coming along like what?
She's on her way.
Do-si-do?
No, she's on her way.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Don't do that.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
When you're singing that and I'm looking at you, all I can see in my head is Alfalfa.
She'll be coming around the mountain.
From Little Rascal singing it.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes with her late ass.
I'm not in a good mood, and I'll tell y'all why. In a few minutes. I don't want to discuss it right this minute. I have to mentally get ready to talk about it. But, Boog, you had a very good weekend because your boys was in town this weekend.
It was orgasmic.
The Blue Angels.
Absolutely.
For the, what is it, the Air and Sky
the
show?
The Sea and Sky Spectacular.
That was at the beach this weekend. Boog, you went and had a good time.
Absolutely.
I know you did. Anytime you can see the Blue Angels, you're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
I was going to go, but Boog didn't return my call and tell me where I need to park and all that good stuff. So I decided not to go.
You should have just showed up at my house.
I called your home and I called your cell. Nobody answered either one. So why am I coming to a place where you're probably not even there? I didn't know.
You knew I was going.
I did. So that's why I was calling to find out where I need to park. Or could we ride together? But you just shitted on me. Don't worry about it.
You should have just showed up. You know where I live at.
I don't like to just show up at people's house.
Oh, okay. Well, then we really not family. But moving on.
You don't show up at people's house. That's
yes,
rude
you
when you
no,
show up at people's house.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a West Indian thing. See, for a long time, we didn't have phones. You couldn't
you
call
just
and
show
say
up
you
at somebody's house.
You just show up at somebody's house. And you knock on their gate.
See, that's that outdoor crap.
And then you show up at 8:30 and you say, good night. I'm just
show
saying. Anyway,
you anyway, tell
just
us about
by.
The Blue Angels. Tell us what did you see this year didn't see? I didn't think you like the
nothing
smell.
Nothing I've never saw.
You
love the smell of jet
fuel. Yeah,
I was going
to say, you like the smell of jet fuel.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. However, when it's at the beaches, you really don't get to smell the jet fuel. But there's things
the
about.
Breeze. I never even realized
there
that.
There are things about the beaches show that are different from the one at NAS Jax, but I love both of them.
Okay, what's the differences? Because you would know, because you're such a, said it before, you're a Blue Angels whore. Go ahead.
No, I prefer Junkie.
Okay.
Blue Angel Junkie.
Same thing, go ahead.
It's not the same thing. Okay. They feel a little bit closer, you know, because you're right there on the sand and they're
right
over
above
the,
your head.
They're
yeah.
right above your head. Yeah. They're the center of the show is the Jax Beach Pier.
Okay.
And I was to the right of the pier. And you feel like they're going to crash into the pier. They are so close.
Wow.
You're not going to get that closeness on the airstrip at NAS Jax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, what I love is the discipline of when they show up at the airstrip at NAS Jax. They get out. They walk up to their planes. They get in. The whole saluting thing. And you watch each plane take off.
And you can't
That's
see
hot.
That.
You yeah. don't get to see that when the show is
at the beach.
At the beach yeah. because they take off from Mayport and then they just sort of show up in the sky. At 2:59, you get Fat Albert.
Which is the big, explain it, which is the big plane. That's the big.
Fat Albert.
Okay, now explain
it's
it to
a C-130.
People. It's the big, that's
it's
the big
cargo plane
with all of their supplies and all that stuff.
There you
yeah,
go. And
a lot of people don't know that.
It also carries the flight surgeon.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is flown by?
People?
Marines.
A plot. I didn't know that.
Blue Angels are Navy, but the C-130 Fat
Albert
is flown
see,
by Boogie, Marine.
Boog, you know too much.
Oh,
you know
sorry.
Too much.
Hold on.
Like I said.
There you go.
Such a Blue Angels whore. No, you know, not. Just know so much.
There's a junkie. Like
the Blue Angels don't fly, Fat Albert. That's the.
No, I said Navy doesn't
The
fly.
Navy doesn't.
Right.
Wow. Okay. What else? You know, sprinkle some more knowledge on the people out there.
This year is the first time that they actually have a female member of the Blue Angel team. She's not a pilot, but she is part
oh,
of the
like support staff.
There you go. She is part of the
oh,
team.
Wow.
First time.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I thought they had already broke that barrier.
Mm-mm, 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 mm-mm.
Wow.
Oh, and a few years ago, you know, the flight surgeon was black.
Yeah, the black
oh,
guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. African American.
Yeah, that's the guy. Y'all, I know you had met him.
And
y'all,
I did.
Yeah, y'all were swooning at him.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. Whatever. You don't, you know, why are you bringing up old shit,
I'm, what? I'm just letting everybody know. Because you are, you're like.
A junkie, watch
with,
yourself.
With the Blue Angels. You know all about them and stuff like that.
I do. I know a lot about them. Okay. Yes. And, you know, to prepare for the weekend, I decided to get my video out.
Yeah.
And I watched it.
Yeah.
Like
and we talked about this on a while back on the podcast. Boog has actually flown with the Blue Angels. She went up and we have video of it, which, you know, look at our Instagram page because I wasn't able to put it on YouTube.
Right. We talked about it
but
last
it's,
year.
You know,
but
it's on Instagram. Oh, look at our Instagram.
Oh, boy.
Boog flying with the Blue Angels.
My daughter
she passed
it.
Out. Oh, you
I
let your daughter see it?
Yeah, my
you
daughter
threw
saw
up
it for the first time. She sat quietly for 45 minutes in awe.
She was like, look
the
at my mom.
Time. She was like,
look at my mom.
She said, mommy, what is wrong with you? She's like, why your face looks so green? It's like, where's the color in your face, mom? No.
It left out. The color flipped over when this plane flipped
you
over.
You better believe it, okay?
Yeah, but we're going to put some on Instagram.
I had an awesome pilot at the time was Lieutenant Commander Craig Olson.
Do you keep up with Craig now? Do you talk?
Well, listen.
Are you following him on Facebook or Instagram or something?
See, you
Twitter?
Being funny. No, listen. You know, as a Blue Angel pilot, you only can fly for 2 years, yeah. And then
you got to go back to your regular job.
There yeah. you go. Yeah. But somebody said it's pretty much a career killer. Like after that, like you don't grow anymore after that because you sort of reached
why
the pinnacle.
Not?
Where else
I mean,
are
yeah,
you
can't go
to?
Any higher than that. But so right, what's his name? Craig.
Craig Olson.
So Craig Olson might be flying JetBlue or Southwest or something right
be.
Now, huh?
We might bump into his ass on Delta. I don't even know.
Craig, hit me with a flip one time,
Craig. Craig, let me buy your VCR right quick. Okay, you never know. You never know.
Wow.
But I flew with him several years ago, and they actually brought him back up about 2 years later, maybe on the third year.
Oh, he was like a filler?
Because they had that crash in South Carolina.
Yeah,
and because
okay.
he had just finished the last year
they could bring him back
they
in.
Could bring him back because he knows the routine. You don't have to like bring him back up to speed kind of a
wow.
thing. You know it. And watching
Boogie, you really know a lot.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, go ahead. No.
No, I was just gonna say watching my video again just kind of reminded me about some things. Whenever you see the four planes together flying in what they call the diamond formation.
Yeah, the
very,
diamond.
Very,
like when Kanye West holds his hand up, hold the rock up.
In the diamond
Jay-Z
formation.
Does it. Yeah, the diamond formation.
The rock!
Which is a very tight formation.
In the building!
You're so stupid. Wing to wing, there is somewhere between 12 and 18 inches.
That's crazy that they are that disciplined to get that
you
close to each
sneeze,
other.
You can't sneeze, son. You can't do nothing. Don't. I hope you don't even
that's
have
what I'm
a
saying.
Guts.
What if what if I'm the pilot and it's a moth in my cockpit and it just flying. Oh.
You can't. No,
stick
you'll
went
kill
up.
Everybody.
Oh, damn.
You'll kill everybody.
Yeah, so that's really the intricate flying that they do. It's crazy.
It's discipline.
Book, like until I went to one, I really didn't.
The show?
Yeah, so
right.
I was really like, this some shit here.
This is some shit here. You know, so I went with a friend of mine and some new children that had never really experienced the air show. My kids are kind of
your kids are like, this is nothing. Blue Angels. My mom, you know, my mom's flown with them.
I know.
This is nothing. We've practically met Obama.
Listen.
This is nothing here to us. What are you talking about?
So you think my kids are like stunting on a playground and shit?
Yeah.
Has and your that, mom flown with the Blue Angels?
Now that you've shown your daughter that, she's going to be at school. Yeah, you want to come to my house to see my mom? She's legit. Your mom ain't shit.
My mom's a shit, man. Your mom's
Your mom doesn't even have a job. She just comes to pick you up.
I know that was real shitty, but, you know,
Your mom's a house mom. She doesn't do shit. My mom flew with the Blue Angels.
Shout out to all my stay-at-home moms, but yeah, my daughter's probably on the playground like, bitch, my mom got two jobs, and she flew with the Blue Angels. What?
I mean, your mom is always here on time and shit. My mom's always late because she's working.
Mom's busy. My mom's got shit to do, man. You know what?
Your daughter would do that. You know that, right?
I think I'm going to sneak up on her one day on the playground and see what type of shit she talks about.
Mm.
I think she'd be going at it. You think so?
I think your daughter's a bully that you don't know.
That
that's
I don't
a bully?
Know about.
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
I think
your
daughter is a class bully, but you don't know she's a bully.
Because
she comes so nice and sweet. But in school, she probably just be knocking heads and stuff.
Have you ever seen her show out?
I have never seen her show up, but Book, I've been talking to you on the phone and she showed. And I was like, what was that in the background?
Okay, yeah. I have one of those kids that a lot of my family and friends have never seen her act up. And so when I say, oh, I had to spank her, they're like, you
not
spank
her.
That
she's so
baby?
Sweet. Y'all just
she's,
don't know.
And I'm like, oh, y'all catch her at the right time.
Y'all
like,
just
but
don't
But I realize
know.
That when other people are around, she didn't act up. She doesn't give me any problems when other people are around. It's just when it's us as a family, she'd be cutting.
That's good. She
the
knows how to
fool.
Act. She, you know, out in public.
She's not
going to
embarrass
right.
me
yeah.
out in public. You know what? Yeah.
But when y'all
bell.
Get home,
she is tan up, cutting
don't
up.
Act the fool.
The fool. But anyway, I love seeing the Blue Angels. I love the discipline. I respect it. It's something about that. Oh, and by the way, you know I know when the sneak pass is coming.
What is
the
sneak
I'm
pass?
I'm usually the one that comes over the top. They have you looking across the front line.
Oh, and then one
and
comes
then
out
one
of
comes
nowhere.
Over the top
yeah.
And scares
yeah.
the shit out of everybody. Yeah. I'm the only person at every show that's always turned around waiting on it. Mm. And people are looking at me like, what the fuck is her problem? Why is she
Why
not watching
she
the
looking
show?
The wrong way? What is she looking at? Oh my
and
God,
then,
she knew it.
Wait, and then when I throw my hand up, they all turn and look, and by then it's too late.
Oh my God. She's a savant. She's a savant, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. She's a freaking savant.
No, I had someone say to me today, are you a Blue Angel? And I was like,
damn near.
If I'm sitting here on the sand with you, do I
hate people anyway, ask you stupid questions.
Ask
like
you
that.
Stupid questions. Okay, yeah, I know I had to show
you.
You
hungry?
But...
No, I just got this hamburger in my hand right now. I'm not hungry.
I'm in line at the drive thru for no reason, you know. Is your husband Navy? No. Were you Navy? No. I just can't
well,
be a fan.
You just. I think you're more of. I'm telling you, you're more of a fan. So you know more.
I am because of the experience that I had. I always thought that they were cool, but then once I had the actual flight experience, then
that just took it up
top.
A notch, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
You're like those rabid Star Wars fans. You like that with the Blue
whoa,
Angels?
Whoa.
No, but the
not
fact
like
the book,
Stormtrooper
book,
people.
Book, but no, let's go ahead and say, book, you've been to Pensacola.
I have. I've been to Vidalia,
yeah,
Georgia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Book has traveled to see them.
I have traveled to see them. I have. Yeah. Oh, because a shirt that I wore at some point over the weekend, somebody was like, oh my God, it's such a cute shirt. Where'd you get that? And I was like, this one I think I got in Pensacola. And they looked at me like.
Oh my God, you went to Pensacola. Because that's where they're based.
That's
they're
their
based
home.
In, yeah.
Their home is Pensacola.
They're based in Pensacola.
But you know, originally when they started 53
they
years
were based
ago,
here.
They were based out of Jacksonville.
I do know
Florida.
That. Now, give me a little. I'm a little bit small.
Hey.
I'm a little bit. I would have won that one on Jeopardy. I would have got that question. Where did the Blue Angels start out? Was it Pensacola? No, it's Duval.
It was
Alex.
Okay.
Alex Duval for 200.
I'll take Duval
got that
for
one
200,
right.
Alex. No, and a lot of people don't even realize that though.
Yeah, and if you go down Normandy or whatever, the base, you see the Blue Angels plane. It says it out there. The Blue Angels plane is out there.
There you go. You know, so that's all. This is always a good time of year for me. And just so you know, next year it will also be at the beaches again. Because they are working on the airstrip at NAS Jack, so it will not be ready a year from now.
Wow.
So they will be doing the Sea and Sky Spectacular at the beach again next year, which is fine with me because that's closer to my house. Because, you know, Sunday, Saturday I went to the show. Sunday I just sat in my driveway.
Yeah, because, of course, they still have to do the show. So if you live by the beach, you can kind of get the
you're
free show
catch
in your
a
yard.
Couple, right, yeah. You'll get a couple of flyovers and things of that nature.
Well,
so,
but
hey.
Maybe next year you ought to do, like, your own little moderate. You ought to get out there with a little megaphone and you just, while they're flying over,
really?
you do your commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, look to the left.
No, listen, then my son, the middle one, the 10-year-old, we get out there. He's talking to the other kids that came with us. And all I keep hearing him say was a barrel roll. Something, 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 a barrel roll. I said,
barrel
Jesus
roll.
Christ, they are going to do a barrel roll.
Barrel
relax,
roll.
Okay? And so finally when it happened, I said, look, there go your barrel roll. Now knock it off, okay? You're good.
See what I'm saying?
So I'm you saying, do know buddy. That they have like a bedtime storybook?
The Blue Angels?
Yeah.
You knew that. I didn't know that.
Well, I'm sorry. We own that one.
Too much. It's too much, book. Too much. So can I tell you why I'm not really in the best of moods right now?
Because you didn't get to see the Blue Angel show. I understand.
Well, that too, but... So this past weekend, you know I'm an avid watcher of Walking Dead.
Okay.
And it comes on Sunday nights. You know, it's one of the biggest shows on TV. And they killed one of the main characters. Allegedly, supposedly. He might come back, but Man, we weren't ready for
that.
What
do you mean, allegedly, supposedly, he might come back? What because does that mean?
It was such an uproar
but
when it happened.
But first of all, The Walking Dead, is that not like a...
The zombie apocalypse and how people
so
are surviving?
So he might come back. Are you sure?
Well, okay, I'm just saying this. Walking Dead, if you're a watcher of it, you know it's a core group of characters on there. Now, don't get it wrong. We know they will kill somebody. They'll kill one of the characters off. We do know that.
But the core group of characters, they did.
Everybody Hates Chris.
Right.
Yeah, they killed him. He wasn't the main character though. He was just hanging with the main characters.
But people were devastated by that. We didn't expect
him to get killed that quick.
Okay, that's the thing.
It's a lot of twists and turns in the show.
Okay.
So they kill Glenn, the character Glenn, who pretty much been there since day one.
Okay, wait. Let's go ahead and take a moment of silence for Glenn.
For Glenn?
Glenn. Yeah.
I've already done that like 3 or 4 times since Sunday.
Should we pray?
No, we should not.
Okay.
No, it's a zombie show. Don't worry about praying. So
God don't bless. God blesses all the trap niggas, but he don't bless
zombies. No, not
zombies.
Okay, they ain't really alive anyway.
Listen, I just want to make sure that I was up to par. Okay, go ahead.
So
Glenn.
It was really such an uproar after the episode that the creator released a statement saying, "Hey, Glenn may be back in some way, shape, or form."
Oh my
blah,
God, y'all done spooked the man, and he's like, "We might have to bring Glenn back in." He was like a
well-loved character.
And would that be like killing Carrie in Sex and the City?
Kinda, yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't. Yes, but they did.
Glenn
gone, man. If you really watch the show, it might be a couple. Glenn still might be alive because. He was running from zombies and he was standing on top of a dumpster and all the zombies was all around the dumpster and the dude on the dumpster with him, he got all spooked out and shot himself in the head.
Oh my God!
So both of them fell off the dumpster, but I think the way it fell, the dude
the
who just shot
himself
might be on top of Glenn and the zombies eating him, and Glenn might ease out. Well, it's a lot of scenarios that could happen. I don't know because I don't write for the show.
Listen.
But I'm just saying,
you know how crazy you sound, right?
The show is crazy anyway.
You trying to justify not killing a zombie who's already dead?
No, the zombies might be eating him because he just died, so the meat's still fresh. So the zombies still want to eat the guy who shot himself. But Glenn can ease out while the zombies eating on the dead dude. He can ease out.
So they won't eat Glenn though.
Well, if Glenn
he's not
get the
dead.
Hell up, yeah. If Glenn get the hell up, no, they won't fresh meat. Okay, but if Glenn while they eating on one man, Glenn can ease on out or run out real quick. Just, and I hope that happens. I don't know. I'm just trying to throw scenarios.
It don't sound good eating on one man.
Because when I say he was surrounded, it was probably like 100 zombies around him, and it was just them two.
You know,
and I don't think he had. I think he had a half a clip left in the gun. It's just half a clip.
Yeah, half. Man. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's why I've been in a bad mood.
Well,
since
rest
Sunday,
in peace,
man.
Glenn, if he is dead.
I've been in a
is
bad mood.
Is there such a rest
Sunday.
In peace zombie?
No, because
they just okay.
You come back.
I don't
unless
you know
unless
what?
It's head trauma. You got that's how you know you have to. That's how you have to kill a zombie, right? You have to shoot
it
in the head
the
or stab him in
the
head.
Thing.
That's a vampire. You mixing up bad people.
My bad. Evil. I'm mixing up evil.
Yeah.
With
zombies, you
got to
shoot him in the head or stab him in the head.
Of Halloween. Yeah. We are on Hallow's Eve, okay?
And you don't know how to kill a zombie.
And you get mad with me because I'm mixing up how to kill the evil people.
The zombie versus the vampire. I'm just telling when the zombie apocalypse comes, you ain't going to know how to survive.
I'm not.
Us Walking Dead watchers, we going to know what to do.
Shit. What was that Will Smith zombie movie?
Yeah,
I am Legend.
Yeah, they was something different though.
Are you sure?
They was different than the Walking Dead zombies because them dudes could run real fast. These zombies on Walking Dead, they walk. That's what they call
okay,
them walking. They don't run.
Oh, okay.
They might thrust a little bit at you if you close. They might try to thrust a little bit at you, but they don't really.
They
run.
They like lean forward real quick.
Yeah, they don't really run like that. So there's two different kind of zombies.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess for all the Walking Dead fans,
it's been rough for us this week. I just want you to know.
Glenn may or may not be with us.
It's been rough. It's just been rough.
I know.
Week.
I talked to you a couple times this week and you weren't yourself.
I had an attitude because I was mad about that, man. You don't do that.
What?
Like Jay-Z said in a song, you don't get nobody back like that. You don't just kill off Glenn like that. He was trying to save that man. He was just trying to get
well,
back to his
what?
Wife, man.
In the
you
words of Jay-Z,
that.
He was going to get right back.
He was trying to get right back. And y'all, man.
Glenn might come right back, though.
He might. You never know. If that happens, then okay.
Listen, I don't even watch the show, but this sounds like some good fucking writing.
It is.
If I've ever seen it.
It is. Okay? It's very good writing.
Because it has all y'all fucked up this week.
It does. I'm telling you, people was messed up. Check the interwebs. Just Google Walking Dead. You'll see.
It's trending on Twitter.
It is. It's been trending since Sunday. Yeah. This is some deep shit. Okay. Y'all don't understand.
Apparently, I don't. But rest in peace, Glenn, yeah. If he is gone.
Glenn's gone.
I miss my Uncle Glenn, y'all.
The only thing that was a ray of sunshine this week.
Oh, my God. What? Say it. The Jaguars won this week.
They did, Book. That was Sunday before. I was happy up until Walking Dead came on. Yeah, because the Jaguars won.
Well, listen,
they went across the pond and won.
I had my mimosas.
And they won.
You know what? I got a confession.
What?
I ain't go to church this Sunday.
I got a confession.
What?
Don't judge me, but I was in church looking at that game. I was.
Hit the bell.
I was in church. I'm sure I got video to prove it, but I'm not going to release that video. But I'll show you.
I
got video of the man preaching, and then I look. You see the tablet and with the game on it. That's bad, isn't it? Lord,
does
forgive
your
me.
Mama know?
Lord, forgive me. She probably does now.
Know?
Probably does now, huh?
Damn. I did go ahead and get up at around 8-ish, and I started with the mimosas, and so I wasn't going to be able to make it to church.
Wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I know, but last week I said I was going to DVR
you did,
the game.
But we know when it comes to church, you don't be telling us. We know
take
you
that
don't.
Back.
You don't.
Say it ain't so.
You don't. You be trying, though. That's why I give you credit. You be trying.
It's just that, you know, when it comes to mimosas.
They went out every
God
time.
God can't trump that.
They went
right
out every
now.
Time. God made the orange and the champagne.
And the champagne.
But you gonna put that ahead of him, Boog. You ain't right.
It was like communion.
I'm gonna move on because you are not gonna get me struck by lightning. And the mimosas like no damn communion.
No, I confessed my sins on Sunday after I started drinking my mimosas. But
what was your bread? What symbolized your bread since it's like communion?
Cornbread.
Goodbye.
It was a corn muffin from Publix. You know how we love everything from Publix.
Oh my gosh, I can't. I'm not. Look, Jaguars won. That was a good thing. Very happy they won.
And they actually like ran the score up for a hot second there.
And then
the
other team came back
exactly.
Like normal. And
we
I was like,
rode away in the end. But I couldn't believe it at first. I was like, wait,
they won.
What's
they
really
came back
happening?
And won.
Like I had to rewind it a few times. Like, is this shit really happening?
Well, I was in church waiting on Ashton Kutcher to come out with the cameras because y'all being punked.
We was being punked.
Yeah, y'all being
punked
right now.
Like. Nobody,
but they won.
I couldn't believe. Yeah, they pulled it out, 34-31, over the Buffalo Bills. Does that mean that the Bills are really, really, really super shitty in comparison to
they
us?
Just had some issues Sunday.
Jet lag?
Well, excuses they have. Rex Ryan said his they couldn't talk to the quarterback in the helmet because the
whatever.
Speakers wasn't working. Yeah,
whatever.
That's what he was saying.
That's bullshit.
That's what I'm just telling you what he said.
They must be
conference.
Really fucking sorry. Because, I mean, we intercepted like 2-3 times. We ran shit back.
The defense played good.
Yeah. We looked good.
Yeah.
We really
we had
did,
to show out for the London town.
Is that what it was?
London town. Had to show out.
We had to show our asses.
Yeah. We had fish and chips the night before. Need to show out. Yes.
Nothing can go wrong if you've got fish and chips.
Right. And then you wake up Sunday morning, have a spot of tea, put on your shoulder pads, and we're going to show our ass, boys. That's what we do.
Let's go,
and
fellas.
And they went out there and
let's
did
have
it.
Us a good time.
They went out there and did it.
Yeah, they did. I kind of felt proud.
You should have felt proud.
Okay.
That was Duval, even though it wasn't
You
him.
Know what? It wasn't pride. It was the mimosas. Never mind.
And the real sunshine for me was that the singer Adele released a new song.
Yay! That was another ray of sunshine.
That was Adele, and you probably know if she did the James Bond theme a couple of years ago, Skyfall. Chasing Pavements, what was
okay,
Set Fire to the Rain. Rolling in the Deep is probably her biggest song. Rolling in the Deep.
No, I'd go with Set Fire to the Rain.
You think that was
bigger? Fire to the Rain.
Oh, gosh.
No?
It didn't quite sound like that way, but I get it. I get the gist. I get what you were trying to do.
It was close.
So she released a new song called Hello,
which we have been waiting for her to release the music
for a while.
Is
for
it 3
while.
Years now?
It's somewhere up in there. We've been waiting for her to release music in a while, but yeah. I will say that also they released the video to it and she broke the record that was set by Taylor Swift. In 24 hours she owned the record in 20 she released that song Bad Blood. And she had the most views on YouTube in the first 24 hours. Well, Adele just knocked that out the box because she had 27.7 million views in the first day alone. Song Hello.
She's a much better singer than Taylor Swift anyway, in my opinion.
Taylor got all the little kids, though.
That's what I was just about to say. I'm a grown woman. Yeah. Grown woman. I'm going with Adele. And so I'm very happy for her. 27 million views in the first 24 hours. And it's a great song. If you haven't heard it, you must be living under a rock.
Yeah.
It's not Lionel Richie's Hello, okay? No, it's different. It's the 2015 Hello. You know, just in case you thought she tried to remake it, you know, because, you know, we love to redo somebody's shit.
Yeah, but it's not that.
Okay.
It's not that at all. Now, you haven't seen the video.
No, I have not.
And I tried to tell you about it, but I just saved it so we could talk about it on the show.
Okay.
Because the video, her actually is just her and a guy. Guess who's playing her leading man in the video?
Who?
Simon Cowell. No, I'm just joking. Tristan.
Did you see my face?
Yeah. Tristan Wiles.
Tristan.
I know you don't
Does
know
he go
the
to
name.
With the former intern?
No. Tristan Wiles is the rapper Mack Wow.
Okay, now that name sounds
You know
familiar.
Him from The Wire. You know him from what's the movie? You know him from the Tuskegee Airmen movie.
Oh.
What else you might know him on? He played on 90210, really. Not the old one, but the new 90210. He was the only black dude on there.
Okay.
What else? Red Tails. He played in The Secret Life of Bees.
Oh, with Alicia Keys.
Yeah, he's been doing his thing since The Wire, man. He's been doing his thing. But he got into music. I'm sure he's already always been into music, but his first album was kind of good too. But Tristan, I say, go ahead, Adele.
Listen.
Adele down with the broom.
Get you that cock. I'm sorry.
Boy, I thought you weren't going to say cock on the show anymore. You can't help
Look,
it. I know
it's
you
been
can't.
A long time. Okay, it has been a long time.
But you had
Love
to say
you
it,
long
huh?
time. Okay. Yeah, I just it I felt it. I went with it. Sorry.
But yeah, check out Adele's new song Hello. It's on YouTube, of course. Go ahead and add to those views. But I like it. A really good song.
So do I.
Really good song.
The name of the album, I think, is
25.
Yeah.
And it, I think it's coming out November 20th, around Thanksgiving time, somewhere from there.
You know. Hey, you know who else's album is coming out soon?
Who?
Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really.
I'm a new fan.
Book.
I know you never expected it.
Why are you a fan of Justin Bieber now? All of a sudden, you're a new fan of him. What are you talking about?
Because apparently he got with some really hot producers and made some hot music, okay? I've heard the first two singles, What Do You Mean, which is a good one.
You
like that
You know
that
the
one.
Name of his song?
Yeah. My new favorite
what
one
you
is
been
Sorry.
Doing?
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Okay, I'm going to cut your mic off. Your mic is going off right now.
No.
Justin, the same Justin Bieber who throw eggs at people's cars and...
Lil Young Justin Bieber,
the one that Keyshawn Johnson cussed him out because he was speeding through the neighborhood and Keyshawn Kids was out there playing and
he got pulled over in South Beach in like a yellow.
The one who
Lambo
always be with what's the Lil Twist and they be getting in trouble.
That same Justin Bieber. Listen,
Justin Bieber who had the monkey and had to leave him at customs because he couldn't bring the monkey in the country. The same one, Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Justin Bieber from YouTube. The one Usher's Justin
yes,
Bieber.
Usher's protege, Justin Bieber. Okay. I'm just saying,
Boog,
he has grown. He has grown up.
You've changed. Boy.
No, because I have a diverse palate means that I changed. Like, no, don't hate, chill. I need you to broaden your horizon.
I will
okay?
never broaden it to Justin Bieber.
No, you will.
No, I won't.
You will.
No, I will not. I'm telling you right now, I will not. Same reason why I haven't seen any of those vampire movies. What's the ones with the people named Cullen in it? What's the ones with the vampires and the wolves and they fighting over the girl? Twilight. That's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to look at no Twilight movie. I'm not going to do
it
that.
It just doesn't
I'm
even kinda, sound good.
Yeah. So you liking Justin Bieber.
No,
Intern C said, do you like Justin Bieber?
I like Justin Bieber when he was like 18, 19.
So you haven't heard the new album?
No.
Okay, she over here talking about the new album is the bomb.
The two singles from the new album?
No.
And you don't want to hear it, do you?
No, not
exactly.
Really.
That's what I'm talking about. Boog, you stand alone. You're on the island by yourself
this
time.
You're fucking haters. You guys are fucking haters, man.
Because we don't want to hear Justin
Bieber. Fuck it, man. Justin rocks, man. Fuck it. like the new song, is that Sorry.
Is that why you're all into your Caucasian voice right now, man?
Because he's okay. Fucking cool.
Hey, man. Cool, hey, guy.
You guys are hating.
Hey, guy.
Listen, dude.
She switched over real quick.
Hey, guy.
I mean.
Usher endorsed him, guy. The same Usher from Yeah with Lil Jon. Yeah.
You know, like, come on,
take
man.
Take that, rewind it back.
Usher Raymond, man. Like, if he puts you on, then you're on.
Book, I don't want to hear Justin Bieber.
No, I'm telling you.
Okay. I mean, you have endorsed. I mean, the other white boy, Lil Dicky, was good. So I might say, Boog, okay, I might give it a listen.
In a future
now that you
show,
said that.
You might have to actually come back and humbly apologize.
That ain't gonna happen.
Can you submit then, though, if the song is hot and you kind of like it? That you know, I might be onto something later on. Can you
I am
say that?
A black man. And in my age group, I think my, my body or my mind or my ears will not allow me to like a Justin Bieber song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so not it built
was,
that
it
way.
It was okay for you to like Wrecking Ball though. Found yourself singing that in your fucking car, but all of a sudden you hate it. Hold on a second. Can I buy a vowel?
I think we need to check in with our distant cousin right now.
Okay,
we need to check in with BVMP because
since
I don't,
you ain't checking for Justin Bieber, we might as well check for our cousin.
I don't appreciate the way this conversation is heading right now. So we're gonna check in with our distant cousin, and yeah, all is well in the world. Yeah, all right.
Well, apparently it's not. We gotta check with our cousin to find out what is going on. Yeah. Okay, it is time for the
what
moment of the week.
Yes, it is that time for the what moment of the week. A Rowan County, North Carolina Thundercat is in hot water after insinuating online that she was going to attempt a school shooting. Amber Beaver, 17, was arrested for posting a photo of several guns with the words "school finna be lit" on her Facebook page. What the what?
You a new fool.
Really? What in the hell is wrong with children today? If you're trying to be a gangster, stop it, because you're going about it all the wrong way. Gangsters move in silent, like the G in lasagna. Not that I'm trying to learn your ass how to be a gangster, but I'm just saying. Several students and teachers notified East Rowan High School resource officer Scott Flowers about this situation. Beaver posted a small pistol, a shotgun, a single bolt rifle, a semi-automatic rifle on her page, and she had just enrolled in this school. What the what? So you a new student at a new school starting some new book? Child, please. When investigators went to her home in Salisbury, her father said she hadn't been there for about a week. He said Amber was staying with her aunt who lived in Spencer. Well, after making a few calls, old Popo found her ass all right. Beaver talked to the investigators over the phone and said she heard that 12 had been looking for her all because of a Facebook post and stuff. Then she told the investigators the post was just a joke and she thought it was funny. What the what? Oh, you need your ass whooped. First of all, you're being flippant. Yes, that's a word, flippant. That means being sassy, being disrespectful to the police when they looking for your ass. Then you tell them you posted the pictures because you thought it would be funny and it was a joke. I would give you a funny ass whooping. I would give you a funny slap upside your head. I would put you on a funny punishment since you like funny so much. She was charged with one misdemeanor count of communicating threats and one felony count of making a false report of mass violence on an educational property. Beaver's bond was set at $7,500. Please, people, educate your kids. Please, people, raise your kids up to be productive citizens. Please, kids, listen to your parents. Because you little young Thundercats think y'all know it all and you think your parents don't know a damn thing. You think we green as the grass outside in your front lawn. You better realize and recognize and understand that we've been here before you. Although we don't know everything, we know a little something. And I can guarantee each and every one of you young Thundercats that your parents know more than you. Well, maybe I'll take that back because there's some dumbass parents out there. But you know where I'm coming from. You can always approach an adult that knows more than you. Let them educate you. Let them talk to you. Let them help you understand some of this dumb stuff you're doing is just wrong, wrong, wrong. The only thing I can say about this situation is what the what?
Hey, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Fam Radio. Follow us on Instagram at The Family Radio. And follow our individual ones there. I think, intern, so you got some more pictures up there now, right? On Instagram?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And it is what?
I am so impressed with the intern. Her work on Instagram and Twitter. She is coming along.
Okay.
Yes, I try. If I'm not working that morning, I'll try and, you know,
oh wait, I'm sorry, chill. I feel some type. She said that like we don't work.
She did kind of imply that, you know, if I'm not working, I will do mine. She did kind of say it like that.
No, because I know it's some mornings.
I don't know if I'm just being sensitive and shit, but that's how I took that.
No, some mornings I do be missing Fam Friday with y'all because I'll be working.
I like how she just slid in here and we didn't even say nothing about how late she is.
CPT, color people time.
So traffic does not equal CPT.
CPT time. Oh.
She can't. You know how. You know who the intern is. Mm. She keeps it 100. Mm. Bitch, I was just late.
Well, we gonna keep it 100 because Boog, what is that on your arm? Is that like a blemish?
A bruise.
A bruise.
Mm. It's a possibility.
But what you been into?
Listen, ask you what goes on in your bedroom.
Have you been playing some freaky games?
Do not ask me what goes on in my bedroom.
Have you been playing some freaky reindeer games?
Oh, shit. Not freaky reindeer games.
I mean, but how do you have that blemish on your arm?
Listen, I'm light-skinned, okay? So certain things, you know, it happens quickly. It brings blood to the surface very quickly.
I mean, that looks like a pinch and a twist or something on there. What is...
Well, you know you can tell us, right?
That's right. It is Domestic Violence Month. Right. No. You can tell us.
Who you scared to tell domestic us? Domestic Violence Month.
It's okay.
Oh, you going to make it Domestic Violence Month because Boog has a bruise?
Yeah.
Listen.
We're here for you. You do know that, right?
We are. Need a place to crash. Right?
Yeah, we're here for you.
Like if I need shelter, yeah. And shit, you know,
we'll take.
I mean, we're not trying to make light of the situation, but I just want to make sure that's.
Did you hear
what she said?
We'll take your children in too. Listen,
it's okay.
I'm not real vanilla in the bedroom. Okay, so things happen sometimes.
Okay, so that's a bedroom thing.
It's a bedroom injury.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Accident. Like I said, some freaky shit. Okay. Okay.
It's not domestic violence.
Okay.
You know. Okay. First of all. Y'all know my mouth too snappy for no domestic violence.
I mean, but all I'm saying is you have on a regular t-shirt and the bruise is like right, like the t-shirt's supposed to be covering. I think you reached up or something. And I was like, what is that? So it's like hidden. It's hidden. It's strategically placed. That's what it is. It looks strategically placed.
Damn it. I should have wore long sleeves today. Shit.
Wow.
And Boog, I don't want you to get in trouble for wearing them Daisy Dukes, so you might want to change before you go home. It's okay.
Damn. So she's saying she don't want me to catch another bad one.
Catch another beat down. She don't want to catch another beat down. Not
might
another
want
to
change
one.
The shorts, Boog.
I'm not really sure if you guys are my friends or family or what.
We are. We're trying
to
be there for you.
Yeah.
We're trying to be there for you.
Is that what this is?
Trying to help.
Is this like an intervention or some shit?
A halfway one.
A PSA.
Well, I stopped intervening because we found it's some freaky shit now, so I ain't even worried about it no more. I'm not. Okay. So let's talk about the Big Frida, Queen Diva, Best Believer concert. Boogie playing all them freaky bedroom games. That's why you wasn't available to see Big Frida this week, huh? Is that why?
I was not.
Right. Mm. You already know.
Wow.
You
wow.
know what? Hit the fucking bell.
Look,
that intern, she be is on
it.
The shit.
She be on it.
Late and all, she is on it. You already know.
Look.
Yes, so I was unavailable for Big Freedia, but you held us down.
I held y'all down. I'm upset with myself because I did an interview with her.
Okay.
Her, him. Well, she likes she.
Shim.
Okay, he likes she.
We just be getting the shit confused, Shim. Okay?
No, it's he likes she. She. Just say she. Keep it at she. Sure. I found that out. Keep sure. it at she.
She keep it at
she. She. Okay. Freedia. She likes. Anyway, did an interview on the way here for the show because they did Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. And they had to drive her from Fort Lauderdale, so they were on a tour bus. But the miracle of modern technology, I hit the wrong button and erased everything. So
clutch
I will tell you about the interview, and then I'll tell you about the concert. And I'm really mad because it was.
Where
you
should
know.
We start?
I talked to Melvin too. You know who Melvin? If you look at Big Freedia on Fuse, Melvin yes. is her manager.
Yes.
Yeah. So I get a call from a 504 area code.
505.
It's Melvin. I say, hey, Melvin. I got Freedia right here.
Hey, Freedia.
Yes.
Actually, I asked Freedia to give me a you already know. And he was like, it's kind of early. It's too early for that.
Wow.
He said, but I got you tonight. I got you tonight. Yeah, you know, that would be the intro of the show today.
Absolutely.
But anyway, we talked about a lot of things. Just to touch on a few, we talked about the whole bounce movement and
Sissy Bounce.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I said, Freedia, you know, when I first heard the music, it was called Sissy Bounce. But she was like, nah, we not. It's just bounce music. Mm-hmm. He said everybody dances to bounce. White, black, Puerto Rican. Yeah. It's just bounce
gay, straight,
music. Now.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so it's
so
not
no sissy
bouncing.
It.
It's just bounce music.
Okay. I was just checking.
I also asked, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, she was on the show, the VH1 Out in Hip Hop.
You know, I have it on my DVR, but I haven't
watched
watch it yet.
It. Okay, you need to watch it. And okay. I said, well, you know, being on that show, do you consider yourself a ambassador of the LGBT community? And or do you just be Freedia, just do Freedia and let the chips fall where they may? And she said that I just kind of do me, but I can't not, you know, acknowledge.
For
yeah.
The LGBT.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we talked about a couple of other things, but it was a great show. I still consider Freedia moderately underground because, it, you know, she doesn't get radio airplay here or anything
right.
like that. But the people who were there,
they ride for
man,
her.
Man, look here.
I saw some of the video now. And we're going to have to talk about the video.
Okay. But all I'm saying is if I this was my first time going to a bounce show. And of course, I sent a text to BG because BG said he was going to go, but he was out of town. So okay. I sent him a text.
Shout out
and some of the video.
One of our Patreons.
And he was like,
BG.
He was like, man, look here. That's a bounce show. I'm just telling you.
A bounce show is a bounce show.
Look, when I walked out of there, I was tired. And I ain't even touched the stage. I was tired. I was like, look here. Woo!
You was tired just watching everybody else get turned up.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was a very good show. And like I said, the people that were there, they got a treat. They got a treat. We do have video on our Instagram or on my personal Instagram. It's just so y'all can find it. It's out there.
Mm-mm.
Hashtag Big you free. Already know.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I hashtagged that.
Oh my gosh.
Hashtag you already know.
Wow.
Don't spell out YOU as you.
It's just the letter you.
You already know. Yeah.
How you spelling already?
Right. I'm spelling the right way.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, you know, niggas.
The right
okay.
way.
You know, we can figure out how to spell everything.
Misspell your area just about
anything the wrong way. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I've watched the show a couple of times and I enjoy it. And I just feel, I do agree that Big Freedia is just being herself.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still getting used to that because I was just going to say, he doing him. You know, whatever that is. I mean, because he's essentially a gay man, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's not a cross dresser.
Like
people think RuPaul dresses like a woman.
You didn't see all that weave that Freedia had on.
Freedia has weave, but I mean, clothing wise.
You didn't see her fingernails with the rhinestones.
She did have the rhinestone fingernails, but it's still not
she didn't have on a dress. You can't
like
say
I've never
that-
seen Freedia to dress. I don't think Frida would. You know, it's.
I might not be one of the biggest dress wearers, but I'm still a woman. I'm still feminine. Yeah, or, you're right. You know, whatever. You're right. So
yeah, honestly, I don't know. Yeah, I don't understand that aspect because me and my mother was talking about it too, and my mother was like, if you're going to be gay, why you just won't go ahead and just dress like a girl? Like, you already got your nails done, you got your weave, so why you just won't dress like a girl?
What was Frida wearing? What was Frida wearing during the show?
During the show, she had on some black sweatpants and a black t-shirt.
Oh, she had joggers on. See, she was trendy. They not called sweatpants, chill.
What are they called?
Joggers, okay? When you got weave and fingernails, they joggers. The joggers. Okay,
joggers.
Yes. She was whipping that weave, though.
You saw the video.
And she was working some other parts of her that look, I just don't know as a man if they should move that fast.
Yeah.
She be twerking. Just put it out there. She be twerking.
The fact and that a man can shake his ass like that. But I will say, Book, it was one point in the show where he invited people to come on stage. She invited people to come on stage. It was some other dudes there.
That was better than her.
I don't think it was better than Frida, but I was like,
close second.
Mm. Yeah.
They was working it. They was practicing.
They was.
They think they're Beyonce. There's a whole world out there for those people that they are that in between.
Yeah. But I think
that is.
That might be part of the show that Frida might need to take out. Don't invite just anybody up on stage, because one young lady got up there and she kind of had on a dress, and I really didn't want to see what color your drawers was.
Oops. Uh-oh.
You know, sometimes you see stuff you can't unsee. I ain't want
to
see that.
I have a terrible, listen to me. A terrible story.
I ain't want to see that.
Oh my gosh, but what happened?
You know, chill, radio days, we used to work in the club.
Oh, yeah.
We used to work ghetto clubs.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought I was being that cool older cousin, and I brought my younger cousin, he was about 15 at the time, to the club, and it was some hood rats in there dancing, and one did a split, and that chick didn't have no panties on.
Mm.
Ew.
And all so her
you,
little...
You saw, her, the, you saw the slit and the, everything.
I saw the nappy dugout. I saw... Wow. Wow!
What are they doing? What was it? What are they doing? Upon the replay or dance or whatever?
I don't know what she was really doing, but so her dress came up and it was just all out there. And I was so I literally put my hand in front of my cousin's face, like, wow. Oh my god, son! I didn't want you to see that, you know? Like,
oh my god,
yeah.
It was too much.
Yeah, that's when you just take your eyeballs out for a minute. And
you rub them down,
and then you put them back.
I've seen that
memory.
I've seen that at a club before, and I was like, I did not pay to come in here to see that. But that's the, if it was a cute girl, maybe. Okay
but see,
yeah, she would. Yeah, because the one I saw this was somebody grandmama had to
trim it up a little bit, but you needed like
you saw the trim. What the trim of what? I'm what?
Saying
what'd you say?
Needed like. A weed whacker to get that.
Oh!
She
had buckwheat done.
Yeah!
Ote! It's all Ote.
No, it was not Ote. It was not Ote.
So when she did the split, did you hear somebody say, help Alfalfa! Help! Help Alfalfa!
No, let help me say Alfalfa. Something. That has had to be, it's exactly 15 years ago that happened. And, it's burnt in. I can't get
so
that
she
out
really
my head.
Gave a new meaning to scrub the ground.
You know what? And that might have been the hot song at the time
with her public hair.
There you go. the things that we have experienced in my young life.
Gosh.
Okay.
Gosh.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't let any and everybody up on the stage.
And that's the thing. You know what? Intern C was supposed to come, and she didn't. I'm glad you didn't, because I couldn't. I couldn't.
You
I couldn't,
would have had to look her mama in the face.
I would have not been able to look at your mama in her face after I done exposed her daughter to that heifer on stage, flashing folks with them dirty drawers on. Okay.
Oh God, not dirty drawers.
Yeah. So that worked out perfectly. I don't have to duck and dodge from your mama.
Listen, oh I was gosh. A little weak from the weekend. That would have just
that would have took you over the edge. Yeah.
There you go.
Upset your stomach.
No. But you know what? I think it's interesting, and I think it's progression in the I guess, LGBT community that we are moving away from calling it sissy bounce.
Yeah.
Because technically sissy is, it's always usually used in a derogatory way.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, so that's cool that we've gotten away from that. I think I told you the other day, I'm watching Couples Therapy.
Yeah.
With
Joe Budden.
Joe Budden and Kaylin and Janice Dickerson, and her dude is on there. And the lead singer of Creed, he's on there with his wife.
Can't really? His Creed?
Yeah.
He's from Orlando. Yeah. That's an Orlando dude.
He had some
issues.
Drug
he was
freaking out, spazzing out. He thought he was part of some terrorist group and shit. I mean, can we say this again? Drugs is a bad thing.
Yeah, because
like, we don't condone that crazy shit at all.
It was a story floating out there where the dude, the lead singer of Creed, they was in some hotel and DMX was there. And DMX was looking at dude like, oh, he crazy. Like, he was out on the balcony. Yeah.
Y'all
like,
DMX.
You know, DMX saying you crazy.
Stuff.
Oh, he crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
DMX call you crazy, you know you
I didn't know the
up.
Creed dude was on there.
Yeah,
wow.
He's on there with his wife. They've been married like 9 years, but she's like, listen, bro.
With arms wide open.
No, I know, right? Listen, yeah. I think her arms were wide open in the beginning, but when you get arrested on your honeymoon, makes it a little difficult to move on with the marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because he was drinking and got put off the plane. And clowned at the airport and all of that. And
what you mean? You know who I am?
Right. Who wants to
I'm going on my honeymoon to get this snatch.
Who wants
Don't
to...
You put
oh,
me
oh,
off this
and Big Ange. Big Ange is on there.
Oh, yeah,
from my
right.
wife.
She scares me.
She scares me. She scared her own husband. Oh, look at it. Watch the show. That he is scared of her, okay?
I would be
Every
too.
Time he open her mouth, oh, just stop it. You're lying, Neil. You're fucking lying.
You're fucking lying, Neil. You're fucking lying.
How do you feel? Think I feel when my husband wants to get a hooker. He wants to get a whore. Like,
she
when you listen
that?
To... Yeah!
I mean, like, have you looked in the mirror lately,
Exactly! You're really not cute.
I'd probably go hook her way, too.
No, you know what her problem is? And this happens a lot of times with women that... He's what's the proper term? He's garbage man.
He's a sanitation engineer.
There you go.
Well, I mean, you know, the mob, they own the garbage. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Listen,
he makes a regular check.
Right. And she, I don't know where all, she has the bar, and then whatever check is that she gets from mob wives or whatever. So she makes considerably more than him. So guess what happens in that relationship?
She dominates.
She dominates.
He come
and she
home
talks
smelling
shit
like
to
shit
him.
All the time.
No, and she makes him feel like shit, smell like shit, eat shit, you know, I mean... Poor guy. I don't know.
So he just uses his money for hookers and whores, huh?
Or he spends time, I guess. You know,
I would, too. I wouldn't want to go home to
It seems like he doesn't really want to go home, because guess what? She's going to talk shit to me, so I might as well just stay out here and let
some little
bimbo inflate my ego just for a hot second.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so,
wax this Jimmy. Yeah.
But the funny part is, when you use Ange's money...
Oh, to do
and
that?
Then, yeah, and then you Instagram it.
Oh, that's not good.
I was like, did you actually Instagram bitches?
That's
her money.
The new way with
and
social
drinks?
Media, yeah.
That ain't
that should've get you fucked up. Like, don't do that.
Scrolling through your feed and oh, nigga.
You look at your husband's stuff and you like,
right.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, this
what
you
we
at?
Do now?
Yeah, this where you at?
Right. Oh, you ain't home, but this
right.
You know, so that dynamic is interesting. However, there's a couple on there, Carmen and, I can't think of his name, but she's transgender.
Mm.
She was born as a male and made the transition to female.
Fully
transitioned? Listen,
like she's had to snip and cut?
Listen, I didn't ask all that. I didn't know. No one has really discussed that thus far.
Okay.
So she's just like Caitlyn Jenner.
Correct. But I guess so. Yeah, Caitlyn is considered transgender, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, no, she's
but
he still has a cock.
He hadn't had the nip and cock. Yeah, a nip and tuck.
But it's a she. She has breasts and she's gone through the whole.
But she still has a tool book.
But
she's
listen,
a man. Looking like a man.
On the outside.
You couldn't tell.
You could not tell. Caitlin
it's
was
like the
like,
woman in
I
Bangkok.
Mean, Caitlin from Joe Budden and Caitlin, she was like, that bitch was fine. I was going to hook up with her until she realized that she was trans.
I'm going to have to watch the show now.
So that's a whole nother interesting dynamic there.
But wait. Because both of us confused right now.
Yeah.
Wait, so she's married to a dude?
Yeah.
So he's gay?
Yeah,
that was the question on the show. Like, does that
mean he's gay? Because he's married to a man.
But she's a woman now.
She's a woman with a tool. It's still a man. You realize that, right? It's a woman with a kickstand. It's still a man. Okay? Whip it out, stick it out. It's a man. Come on, boo. So a man married to a man is gay.
No.
Come on.
But she's had the name change. She's Carmen. Carmen.
Carmen with a dick. That's what you're saying?
No, that's not like Carmen with a C. You said Carmen with a dick. No.
That's what it is.
Or better yet, Carmen with a K, right? No, it's not the same. Carmen, she is a... I'm telling you, you need to Google it, look it up.
It's like...
Carmen looks good, okay? You know, I don't hate on no woman. If you look good, I'm gonna give you your props. You know what I'm saying? She looks... There's nothing about her...
But she started as he...
But there's nothing about you that would tell you that she was ever a man. She didn't have any plastic surgery. It's just hormone therapy.
And there's got to be some kind of plastic
surgery.
No
nose job, no lips, no nothing. That's all him, her,
it.
Shim, sure.
But I'm confused. So like, when what bathroom do they use? Like...
I think she uses the women's bathroom.
And they need to go to jail for that. You need to go to jail.
What the hell you mean they need to go to jail? Boog,
if you walk in the women's bathroom and say you walk in one of... Wait. Say you walk in and some... I don't know how women's bathrooms are, but...
We have all stalls.
Stalls, yeah.
Right,
but,
so it's private.
Is it doors on all the stalls?
Yes.
Okay, say you walked in one that didn't have doors on it and you see a lady standing up peeing. How you going to feel about that?
I'm going to feel a little way.
I'm going to run out that bitch.
But I'm just saying, somebody need to call the police because that ain't right. That's
damn,
not right.
You got to go so far as the police? Which can't...
That ain't right. Security. That's not right. That's why they had a family bathroom. I think if that's what you needed, if you like that, use the family bathroom.
So what symbol you think should be on the outside for people
Prince
that are
symbol,
transgender?
Prince old symbol. The old symbol Prince used to use.
Like, I mean, I'm trying to figure it out. Should it, like, have breasts but pants on instead of...
On the sign?
Know, yeah. Instead of, like, the breasts in a dress, it's got breasts and pants. Should there be a bulge in the pants?
Honestly,
I don't know.
Honestly, I think that the just say Bruce Jenner, I think he would go in a women's bathroom. Because he, in his mind, mentally, he thinks he's a woman. But
and
he's,
so does
he's still men. But you have a penis. You got a penis.
If you tuck it, then you probably sit now. Now that you have made
Boog,
that transition.
If you sit, you got to untuck it. You got to pull down that girdle, spank, or whatever you wearing to pull that thing close to you.
Well, push it down in the toilet. Isn't that what you would do?
Boog.
No? Listen, I think if you feel like a woman... And you decided that if you like a natural woman,
which ain't natural anyway. Go ahead.
No, but she said she felt like that for many, many years. You know, as a child, 5, 6 years old, that you know, hey,
she needed a Barbie doll instead of playing with this G.I. Joe.
Right. Or you know, I don't want to be out there throwing no football or no shit like
I
that.
I want to be here painting my nail.
Okay. Yeah, and so if you feel that way as a young child, but society forces us. You know, you assimilate until you get to the age. I think she said she was about 20 when she decided, because she started doing the tranny or transvestite thing where she, or what's the proper term?
She started cross-dressing?
Yes, yeah. She started.
Dressing like a woman, but she still.
During the day, right, but was still.
Oh, wait, no. So that's the Bruce Jenner where during the day you dress, you got your sweatpants on. And then at night. When you get up to go get something out of the refrigerator, you put on a feather boa and some freaking high heels.
I think that's what was happening. And then eventually it was like, that's when she met the boyfriend at the time. So they were at that point in a gay relationship.
Where did she meet him at?
But you know what?
There you go. You just said it. He's gay. They were in a gay relationship.
I mean, because at that time he was a he. Mm. She was a he.
Okay.
There's a new term that the boyfriend, now husband, introduced to us that means you don't really care what gender you're with. And what? That's not, it's not a bisexual. No, it's, you just don't really care. Like, today it could be.
Man, they own some stuff then. So you just like, free love. Love is love.
Love is love. Male or
I just want to feel
that feeling.
Or
even if you're middle of the road love.
Now you sound like Raven Simone.
Well, you saying some shit that don't make no sense now. You sound like Raven. You're doing the Raven Simone right now. Love is love. We just want, you know, I just want to be all natural. You know, the flowers, the trees, and all natural. Love is love. You know, that's a Stevie Wonder song. Love's in need of love today. That's a Stevie Wonder song. Very nice song, by the way.
We all in need of love, chill.
I mean, but when you don't, it don't matter.
But, I'll take a girl today, a guy tomorrow.
But here's the thing. We had this conversation before when we were planning for this show. We were plotting it. And bring up some points you said to me, because I said, dude is gay. And it's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But don't act like you're not gay. You're with a woman who used to be a man. You're gay.
And then not only that, it's been like a widespread of deaths with the transgender, like women getting killed and stuff. So
well, I mean, and I understand that too. But, you know, people are scared of what they don't understand. I get that. And a lot of people aren't tolerant to that.
Yeah.
And especially if you in a city, if you you know, about that life and you're getting whores and stuff and you paying a woman and you think it's a woman and you find out it's a man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when you mentally scarred then. That's when you just some stuff going, stuff might pop off.
I would say initially in the beginning of the relationship, then, you know, sure, they would have to be classified as gay because they look like two men walking down the street. But now, I mean, she's a very attractive woman.
So now they're not a gay couple anymore?
They look like a regular couple.
Yeah, they look like a regular couple, but they're not. She looks like a woman, but she has a penis.
But nobody's concerned about her penis.
I know, I'm not concerned with it, but I don't want the dude that she with to act like, oh, he's straight. You're not straight.
What's the okay, because they are two people having anal sex. That makes him not straight.
But y'all know how Bug gets. She about to go there. I can tell right now. She about to go there. Anyway, ask the question again. So they're two men having.
They are two people having anal sex. If me and my partner, or excuse me, chill, you and your partner have anal sex. Does that mean
a female,
that you're gay?
Me, right. So me and a female have
anal sex. Does that mean that you're gay? No.
No, because that's a male and a female.
An asshole is an asshole is an asshole. It doesn't matter if it's on a woman or if it's on a man.
I think that's
going to
be the title of this episode. No. An asshole is an asshole is an asshole. Boog, I see the point you're trying to make, but that's not true.
What is the difference?
That's not true. What do you mean,
what's the difference between my asshole and your asshole?
Probably, I probably have a hairy booty.
Listen!
compared to yours.
Yeah.
Your ass is probably softer than mine. I don't know the exact thing.
I've seen some men with some juicy booties now, and you know you, especially black men in church. Anyway.
Wait, are you trying to say people in church gay? The choir director? what you trying to say, Book?
Wow. Do you see my face? Iyala had a
anyway,
her first
anyway, yeah,
three
yeah,
episodes
yeah, she did, she
was
did.
About black men
okay,
in church
all I'm
that
saying
was
is,
gay.
Book,
moving on.
A male and a female.
Having anal sex is a male and a female
Whatever kind of intimacy they're having
anal
is different
is
from two females having intimacy and two males having intimacy. It's different.
But what if you
it's
have
still
a,
intimacy,
what
but
if you have a male and a female that are engaging in anal sex? That's the same thing that the two males are doing. What's the difference there?
But because both females can engage in anal sex. They can only what, scissors or something?
Hey, let me tell you something.
Scissors.
I met a freaking awesome lesbian couple, and you know, it was at a party. We was all comfortable and stuff like that. And so a friend of mine asked a question. Let me just tell you, that scissors bullshit. They said that's out. Don't nobody do that. Nobody does that scissor thing. It doesn't do anything.
Okay, so strap on.
I guess so, huh? Or you eat the box. I don't know.
Okay, but I'm still, Boog, the question you asked, you're
because
just.
Because he's penetrating her anally doesn't necessarily mean he's gay. Because if you penetrate your partner or somebody penetrates me anally, it doesn't mean that we're gay.
You know, I don't even know what to say right now. Boog, we might have to agree to disagree on this one right here, okay? Can we agree to disagree? Because I think if two men are together, they're a gay couple. It's nothing wrong with being a gay couple, but huh?
They don't look like men together. They look like a regular man and female, male and female couple.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They don't. Because if she hasn't had the operation, so it's going to be two men in a missionary position? That don't quite work, Boog. You ain't never played with Lego before. Sometimes the blocks don't add up. You can't stack them.
Hello, listen. You can still have anal sex in a missionary position. What's wrong with you?
Look, the show's about to end right now.
And but can we not agree that when we see men out in the street, they don't look like they not about shit. But when we take them home, they ain't
about shit. She said, just because it look like a female in the street, don't mean when you bring her home that she might not be a male.
Wow.
Why did we
even get into all this? Where did this stem from again, Boog? How did you even?
We started
We were on the expressway, and then you got us off this exit that was really dark and really.
We're on Route 66, like in Cars. I mean, I don't know. Off
my
the
gosh.
Beaten path. Listen, we started with Big Frieda because.
But Big Frieda is gay. She's gay.
Okay, but and she considers herself
man.
A. What the fuck? That doesn't even sound right. What? She considers herself a gay man.
Okay, let me back up. He considers himself a gay man.
But he prefers to be referred to
as she. Yeah. Okay.
What kind of fuckery is that?
You already know. Look, I'm just saying.
And I'm just saying that on Couples Therapy, you have the couple, Carmen and I can't think of his name.
Leroy. They're two dudes.
No, it's like they're both Hispanic. Like Carlo,
and they're two dudes.
Carmen and Carlos. I don't know.
They're two dudes.
They were born male.
Two dudes.
Yes.
They were born two dudes.
But Carmen has made her transition to becoming a woman. She has
not full
breasts.
Transition.
She looks like a woman.
They still in the bedroom playing swords. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so let me ask you this. If she had the nip, the removal or whatever, would you then consider her a woman? Because, yeah, she's got a makeshift vagina.
And you're right, it is
but
makeshift because they have to make it.
She's never going to give birth. Shouldn't
Boog,
have
you
ovaries.
You got my stomach hurting, Boog.
A makeshift.
Because that's what it is. They create you one and tuck it back. I think, and this is just from what I saw on TV, they cut the penis and
push
split,
it back up
you
in
know,
there.
You know how you split hot dog? They
what?
Split it.
You know
and
what?
Then they tuck it back in. But I'm just saying, it
no,
still does not work
a,
like a vagina. It doesn't.
No, you can penetrate that.
You can, but it doesn't.
You're
it
never going to give birth, though.
I know that, but
she's
I'm just
never
saying.
Never gonna menstruate,
Boog. I'm just saying she's never
Look,
gonna.
Chill is losing the color in his face.
No,
because
I'm
just,
what I'm trying to explain. What I'm trying to explain to you is it's not a real vagina. It's not going to get lubricated, and it's not gonna. You see what I'm saying?
No, we don't know that.
We do know that. It's oh, not. It's
wait
not.
A minute. Hold on. Do we chill? How
I know from
know
looking
that?
At the from looking at them the what you call the shows them nip tuck thing. If they make a vagina, it's not gonna work like a regular vagina. It doesn't. It's just tucked in. That's
sure?
all it is. I mean, I didn't go to med school. I'm just going what they said on the thing.
Well, nigga, they sell lube, so move along. It's gonna function, okay? As much like a vagina as it possibly can. And I'm not knocking anybody if that's how you feel that you, you know, had the wrong gender assignment and you are able to adjust
change
that.
It,
change
huh?
it. You know what I'm saying?
Change
then
the game. Huh?
Be who you... Hey, Frida want to be who she want to be.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Caitlyn going to be who
you know
she want to be?
Here's my bottom line. I have a problem if you walk around acting like you're not. Acting like, oh, I'm not gay. And you know you are. That's where the therein lies the problem with me.
But I don't think that person is gay, though. That person
that dude
feels
on the
like,
show you watch it, he don't feel like he's gay because
no,
not his
partner,
man is a woman.
No, okay. I'm talking about the one that's making the transition, like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
They don't feel like they're gay because they feel
now
like they were
woman.
Born in the wrong body. They feel like they were assigned the wrong gender.
And now they got their body transplant, huh? Now they're a woman.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. Where's Chaz Bono? We hadn't heard from Chaz Bono in a long time. So Chaz is somewhere happy
Chaz
now,
is
huh?
a man.
I know it.
So what's right? If Chaz can be a man, then Caitlyn can be a woman, and so can Carmen on Couples Therapy.
But Chaz looked better as a man. You know that?
True.
And Chaz always had them broad shoulders, so it kind of fit with Chaz. That
it did.
Brooke Jenner?
That's a hot mess. I can't stand a man that looks like that kind of woman, where you look like you used to be a man at some point.
Do y'all think they should take his Olympic medals? Because it ain't Bruce Jenner no more. It ain't Bruce. Bruce is gone.
No, that's something he wrote.
Bruce is gone.
I know, but that's something he wrote.
Bruce is gone. It's just like Star Wars when Darth Vader killed Obi-Wan Kenobi and the gown was just there on the ground. The nigga gone. He ain't there no more.
Okay, now the cock is still
there. He's still there. It's still Bruce. That's what you said earlier. The plumbing is still there. So it's still him. He should be able to hold on to the Olympic medal.
I just asked.
New Aspie shit that he got? I wasn't cool with that.
And then also I heard in the media recent, he's supposed to be getting the Woman of the Year.
See, that's some bullshit.
That's
bullshit.
That's messed
and the
up.
Show.
That's bullshit. Right.
That's bullshit.
Messed up, yeah.
Right there.
Woman of the Year, Caitlyn Jenner. I tell you what.
But this Carmen girl, she got booty, hips. Bro,
I'm thinking you like Carmen. The way you just be throwing Carmen names.
I'm going to have to. Like, no, let me get on my phone.
I represent
right
for those that, if you look good, I'm going to give you
a like
props.
She look like J-Lo, huh?
Pull it up, intern. Okay. Almost. And I don't know how you would live a life as a man and you got that much curve going on. Because like I said, no plastic surgery has been
done.
Damn!
This bitch fine.
Wait, let me see it. Let me see the picture. Let me see the picture.
Wait,
let me see the picture.
This her?
Yes!
Let me see the picture.
Keep scrolling.
Chill, you would have got fooled. Tell the truth.
Okay. I don't think
ain't
that.
No fucking Adam's apple there.
Well, okay, well, why her breast sitting up like that? Like, wow.
That's just okay. The hormones and the breast started getting bigger. She actually started the transition. That's part of the reason why they on couple therapy, because she started the transition and she didn't even tell homeboy that she was transitioning into a woman.
Well, he shouldn't have cared then.
No, but he got together with her when she was a man.
He want a man.
I don't know.
He don't want all of that.
But he's still with her. Mm-hmm. And I think he, you know, that whole thing where he doesn't care who he's with, whether it's a woman or a man
he
or whatever.
Obviously, he does
care. That, like, no gender kind of a thing. They both cheated on each other. I think he might have cheated with a woman.
Or a real woman.
It don't look like she has a penis.
What, she's wearing a swimsuit or something?
Yeah.
No, nigga, that's more than a swimsuit.
Them just the flesh color Spanx right there. That's what that is.
You think so?
That man, look. We're going to put that picture on
that's
Instagram. Say, send me that picture right there.
Okay.
And send that's me that a good talk.
give me that picture so we can put it on Instagram.
That's duct tape.
No, that's that gorilla tape.
You know what? You right. That's that cock tape.
I can't stand y'all.
We always take a good subject and fuck it up, don't we?
Thanks, Book.
I'm sorry.
You always you're instrumental in doing that.
Ooh. I don't do this
I told
by
you,
myself.
Whatever.
I am not on the show by
we
myself.
We were on the turnpike and you done got us off at Yeehaw Junction and look where we at. Look where we at right now. Look where the hell we at.
No, listen, I'm still watching the show and I hope that they can work it out. She got some other issues that pertain to her transition and so on and so forth. And both of them cheated on each other, so they got, you know, trust and infidelity issues or whatever.
That's what people do not understand. Gay couples had the same issues heterosexual couples had.
Absolutely. Hit the fucking bell.
Because at the end of the day, we're all human.
We all want love. We have intimacy and all of that. And we all run into some fucking lion ass who don't know where to put their cock.
A flesh and blood.
Or keep it in their pants.
A man.
See?
That's my shit right there. Human League, man, please. That's the 80s shit there, boy.
Born to make mistakes.
I'm sure that face wasn't looking like your face is looking singing that.
I'm not sure why you hating on my
I'm not.
Budding singing career.
We're going to play that song. That's going to be the song at the end of the show. How about that?
I'm down with that.
Who sings that?
Human League. I know about that 80s music.
There you go. That's why her face looks like that. Cause she's like,
I've never heard who.
She's like, what?
Human League. Who's that?
Yes. So, I'm all for. Listen, I'm for Big Frida.
We know, but because we nominate you.
I'm the ambassador. You forgot your title. I thought you knew that.
That's why you've been fighting so hard for Carmen tonight.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot.
You earning your chair.
I have been elected and shit.
You earning your chair.
Inducted and all
really
that.
Wait, actually,
the check ain't came yet.
Fight on, girl. Fight on. Sometimes war take a long time to get your check. Keep on fighting, girl. Fight the good fight, bud. Fight the good fight.
No, you know I'm about to say some real stereotypical shit. Some of my closest friends are gay. Don't you hate when people say that?
Mm-hmm. Shut up. It's like, some of my closest friends are black.
Black, exactly. Yeah.
And you tell a racist joke. Bitch, please. Bye, Felicia.
I can say that word. They told me I could say it.
No, only a select few have been allowed to say
it.
They told me I could say that. Yeah, no.
Eminem says it. No, he doesn't.
I earned my stripes to say it.
J-Lo caught.
What, you a zebra? What you mean you talking about you earned your stripes?
J-Lo caught much flack when she said it. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. And, like, what content did she say?
Oh, she did that song with Ja Rule now. You don't remember that?
Well, I'm real.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was that one. Just
something about
just,
niggas
yeah,
mind their business.
Yeah,
just because you on the microphone next to Ja Rule
and you in there with Irv Gotti, you think you just let the N word roll off your tongue?
No, wait. What if she's half black and half Latino?
She ain't
whatever.
Half.
She ain't never rapped no black nothing. Mm-mm. She's Spanish, Hispanic, Latina all the
just
way.
Just
because
the night before you had P. Diddy penis in your mouth and you think you could just say it now, huh? Take that.
Yeah, tell them niggas mind their business, but they don't hear me, though. That's what she said.
So y'all wasn't having it. Like,
Mm-mm. If you want to be that way, act like you're black then. You Selena 5 minutes ago.
There's a certain... You grow up in it, yeah. You know it, you feel it, and you've always done it. You don't just reach stardom or, celebrity and decide to drop the fucking N-bomb.
Can Pitbull say it? I think Pitbull black.
You know what?
Pitbull can say it. Pitbull, you can say it.
We give you an
official
pass.
Fat Joe can say it, too.
Hell yeah. Lean back and shit. Yeah. Nigga, lean back, Fat Joe. He got it.
Big Pun, we let him say it. Yeah.
There's some people that can definitely say it, and some other people that,
have
like,
that pass, they have that past.
They just have that natural flavor.
Y'all let Khaled say it. Hell, Khaled just opened a soul food restaurant. Let that nigga say it. Let him say
Khaled
it.
Khaled was in the movie Shot Us.
That's why I let him say it.
That was pre-Khaled. That was way back in the day,
was Khaled. That Khaled?
That was velour sweatsuit skinny Khaled back then, yeah.
Exactly.
But that shit was hot, though.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It took me watching it now
to be like, who is that? Former intern saying,
is that DJ Khaled? Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, it is.
Yeah.
Because the first time I watched it, he wasn't who he was today.
You're right. He's just some dude.
He was just a dude in a velour sweatsuit out there with his son.
But I will say, I think I had a greater appreciation for Shadows once I saw it because the dude, well, his name is Beast, the dude who shot everybody.
Yes.
Beast is actually Wyclef's bodyguard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Beast... But anytime I've seen Beast act just like he act on Shadows. Like, he don't say nothing.
He was scared the shit out of me.
He just walk up. If you do something you ain't got, he gonna move. He gonna put his hand in the way of what? Like,
did he even have a speaking role in that
movie?
He never said nothing.
I've never heard him speak.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I've seen him. He been in a room. I've never heard him speak. He don't talk.
Oh, wow.
He don't need to.
You got damn right. He has enough presence. He don't need
and
to
that's
say
And that's
shit.
What Wyclef call him Beast. Right. Like, that's
actions speak louder than words.
Yeah. Huh, man. Yeah.
You the Shadows man.
That's it, for real. You the Shadows man. You that nigga.
Wow. Once again, now we talking about niggas. How we get this? How we get here, Book?
Because I thought we...
Book, how do we get here?
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
I feel like we are in a old, dusty... station wagon, just like on Vacation. You seen the movie Vacation with the paneling on the side? Boog, you driving, and me and intern C in the back. We just going along.
Y'all along for the ride?
Yeah,
we
just
seriously?
Along for the ride. Yeah.
So because I drive, I have to be the driver. You know what's funny? Did y'all peep my Throwback Thursday picture that I posted?
Yes, Ms. Oh,
the yeah, the yes. one where you had the vest from the dudes from Color Me Bad. Don't it hurt so bad?
Wait, that's something like, I wanna sex you up.
Yeah, them dudes. Yeah. Boog, and the reason I'm picking at you, Boog, because you got that sweater. I ain't gonna lie, I had one too. You got that sweater from, was the name of the store Structure? Remember the show, store named Structure?
Well, Structure was only for men.
That's
I
a male vest you got on, Boog.
You know what?
That
what
is.
Are you saying about me?
No, I mean,
that
you
I'm
know,
trans.
No,
too?
I'm not. But somebody put up under your picture. You did look like one of the members of Escape. You could have been tiny little sister or something like that.
I
yeah,
did. I think that was that guy Edub.
Yeah, you did look like one of the members of Escape.
Somebody also said I look like Nunu from ATL.
Nah. You know,
okay.
Like Nunu.
Thanks a lot.
I've totally written her off, though, man. I don't fool with her, though.
Why? Because she got a baby by
Lil Wayne. Yeah. Yeah, her
okay,
stock,
but
her stock
I brought
went
that up
down.
Because a couple of people commented on the vehicle in the picture, which was also a Volkswagen, because I'm a Volkswagen girl.
We see
yeah, you
that
about
thing,
10 of them, ain't you?
I know, right? That thing, if that thing could tell some stories.
Was that your red Passat?
That was the psst.
Oh, the
that's
red Passat.
Oh, boy. Mm-mm.
Y'all just don't even know the stuff that red Passat done went through.
You know what? This show was on track until the intern showed up. I blame it on her.
You can't put that blame on her. You cannot put that blame. Boog, that's
she
all you.
Too,
you. Boog, that is all you. That is all you.
Really, though?
You sprinkled this little fairy dust out there talking about, oh, yeah, my arm is like this because freaky game. I was hanging off the ceiling fan. That's what happened.
Did nobody tell you to look over here at my armpit?
Well, all I'm saying.
I
okay.
know. I did it, Mimi Faust.
You know what? That is anyway. Hey, once again, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter, Instagram. Also, I forgot what else. Don't forget the time goes back this weekend.
Yes, please don't be late for church. Don't
time goes back, church. So it's what? Yeah, we fall.
2 a.m. We fall back.
Also, it's Halloween. Be careful.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Florida Georgia game. It's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
You know Halloween what? Horror Nights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm gonna go as?
What?
Because I'm gonna dress up this year with my children.
What are you gonna go as?
Because this is gonna be the last year that I'm able to do this.
Why?
What are you gonna go as?
Bacon. Piece of bacon. Because you know it just came out this week. Bacon causes cancer.
Well, I need to pay up my life insurance.
No,
look,
listen.
I like me some bacon.
We come on over because I just bought the multi pack from the wholesale place.
Boog, you got everything bacon at you. You got the thing to make the bacon bowls.
What's
you
wrong
got
with the bacon
you got
bowl?
The thing to make. You can make bacon in a microwave.
Bacon
the little
wave.
White thing. Yeah. You.
What? What's wrong with all of
nothing.
That?
Nothing. I'm not nothing.
Okay, so we're gonna this weekend I do to bacon. Okay, we're gonna cook up all the bacon that
I
have.
Promise
I'm
you
eat
that,
it all.
Man.
Ooh,
I can't
and then we're done
that.
With that. I'm gonna dress up as a slice of bacon and roll out with the kids. And please make sure do the glow bracelets, glow necklaces, something. Make sure that you, your children, are illuminated.
Yeah, some kind of reflecting
realize,
stuff.
Yeah, do you realize that more children get hit by cars on October 31st than any other day of the year?
I did not know that. But have fun. Have fun this Halloween. I'm dressing up as a black man. Okay? That's what I'm going.
Listen,
as.
No. Chill.
We endangered
chill.
Species.
Chill. Be
what
safe. Be safe.
I know it. Just it's hard out here. That's
matter of
right.
fact, stay indoors. Just stay inside. Don't even
I'm
go
telling
nowhere.
You. I'm okay. telling. That's one of the hardest cuts, man. Look at.
He tells us we an endangered species.
We endangered
species, okay?
Species right there, boy. A black man. Yep. That's what I'm going as.
Okay, so to all of our listeners and our followers and our fans, especially the gay ones.
Oh yeah, Boog's riding for y'all. She's riding for you.
Okay.
She's ambassador.
I am. Mm-hmm.
She better be careful before she get it rolled on.
It's the family.
Come on, baby, dry your eyes. Wipe your tears. Never like to see you cry. I'm only human.
share. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
The Family Radio Podcast.